All right. Well, it's time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time on the Morning Munch to get you into God's Word, get your day started right. And joining us this morning in filthy rags.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's a beautiful hoodie.
That's terrible.
That's a lovely. I'd like to get one of those myself.
I know it's one of my favorites.
Just put in mind that verse in the Bible that says, "Our righteousness is as filthy rags." I just thought of that as I saw him sitting there in that sad T-shirt, which I assume you got from the giveaway bin.
Oh my gosh! Oh my!
Oh, that looks like an anniversary present.
Yeah,
or a birthday present there.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes. When your wife's about to leave you.
Oh, and for our listeners, let you guys all know I'm wearing a Ohio State hoodie. So that's where all the hate's coming from.
Hate is just a fashion observation. That's all.
Yeah, very nice one at that. I'd love to have one of those.
Oh shoot.
But we love him anyway because he's a brother in Christ. And we have to.
We have to. We're forced to.
We're forced to. God's making us love him. That's what I tell my kids when they wear Ohio State stuff. I'm like, well, I have to love you. You're a kid.
That's right. And I'm forced to.
I'm forced to love you.
Don't use the word we're. It's you.
Yes. Sorry. We, you, whatever.
It's all good. We love Michigan, too. We're forced to as well.
Yes. it's a forced arrangement. Yeah. But Pastor Josh Hester is in with us from Vision Church, our good friend, back with us once again to share the Word of God.
Yeah, for sure. You were talking about cereal, and, cereal's a big thing in our house. We've got, four kids, and one thing that I realized, the cereal that does not last in our house is s'more cereal. I got it for the first we've had it before, but I got it for the first time last week or something. And literally, I brought it in, and that day the box was gone. I was like, this is
I'm glad we're not the only house that happens. I feel better.
There's no chance.
So we'll mark you down for s'mores.
S'mores, I know. Who'd have thought, right?
Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart. Because, as man does not live by cereal alone.
That's true. That's true. I mean, he almost can, but not. Needs the word.
You're stranded on a desert island. You can survive on cereal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, fantastic. It's great to be in this morning and throughout this week. And as we're having a good time, I just want to talk a little bit about true joy. And if you look in the dictionary, it's going to define joy as a feeling of great delight. But friends, true joy, biblical joy, which is available for us from the Lord, is not just a feeling or an emotion. Our feelings can change as easily as the weather changes. I mean, we just had crazy snowmageddon, and then today it's supposed to be like 60. So I mean, that's Ohio weather. I mean, you never know what you might get in February or March, but I'm not complaining. We're going to love this great weather. But just like our feelings can change, just like the weather changes, that's if our feelings are based on happiness, that's where we're going to kind of just talk a little bit about that. It's not, when we're talking about joy, it's not a feeling. That the true joy is actually an inner disposition of our heart and mind because of our connection with Christ, because of what Christ has done in and through our lives. And that's what actually gives us this inner disposition of our heart and mind that we can walk in. And so we can allow circumstances to steal our joy. It is what it is. That's why Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart carefully because your life flows from it." Or another translation would say, "For it is the wellspring of life." And so why would we guard our heart? Well, we guard our heart because emotions, our thoughts, all these type of things. And so that is where the enemy, that's where he tries to have his way, is in our feelings and in our emotion, and trying to hijack maybe how we feel about people or how we feel about situations or how we feel about t-shirts or sweatshirts as I'm holding my Buckeye shirt. But allowing to help guard our heart and us guard our own hearts. And if we a heart to stay unguarded long enough, we can find ourselves even going into oppression or even depression and really disrupt our whole life if we're not guarding our heart. And so, friends, this deep disposition of joy that the Lord gives us and that he actually plants into our hearts, it comes when we commit our lives fully and wholly to him. The cool thing is God gives us joy not because we have to earn it or beat a merit system or because we're now doing all the right things correctly, so now we get joy. No, God gives it to us because we belong to him and because he is a good, good father and because he gives good gifts to his children. And so the Lord gives us joy because it gives him joy to fill us with joy. So it's not like, well, I got to do all these right things correctly and then I'll finally get joy. Well, that's rat wheel, I would call it, where you're trying to chase this thing. And the powerful thing about joy is that it's actually a fruit of the Spirit. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Joy can actually be life, meaning that it can grow. I call it the joy bank that we actually do that actually fills the joy in our heart where we can actually increase in joy. And there's actually scriptures that talks us that says that we are to be full of joy. So that means you can be empty of joy and that the Lord wants to make us full of joy. I want to read one scripture. It's in James chapter 1 and verse 2 through 4. This is in the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." And you're like, how can that be an opportunity for joy when I'm going through trials? And in verse 3, it tells us, it says, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." So friends, the scripture is telling us that we have an opportunity to grow when we go through difficulty. So it's basically a mindset when you're facing difficulty, when you're facing challenges, when your faith is being tested, when you're going through trials, when you're dealing with loss, when you're having financial difficulty, instead of allowing your emotions to take you over and the enemy kind of take your emotions where now you fall into depression or oppression, you look at the opportunity of your faith being tested and an opportunity to grow, and you know that the Lord has you and that he's taking care of you and he's going to walk you through this trial or this fiery furnace or whatever it is. We know that there's another in the fire when we're going through the fire, right? I mean, we see that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's with us. He walks us through. And so we can take heart to know that the Lord is actually developing this thing in us and that he wants to deposit joy. And it's not, and it's greater than just a feeling of happiness. It's this inner disposition in our heart and mind because of Christ and because of who Christ is in us and who we are in Christ and because of everything that he's done for us. We'll continue talking about joy the rest of this week because I believe with everything going on in our world and in our culture and in our nation, walking in joy, joy is such a great and powerful tool, and it is a great part of our faith that we need to walk in so that when we're going through things and when we're facing some of the things that we see the way that our country is headed, that we can have joy knowing that God is with us. He's in control. He has his people, and that we're going to be okay. Maybe you've been struggling. Maybe you've been dealing with a heartache. Maybe you've dealing with loss. I mean, I just know how difficult things are. Maybe you're dealing with divorce, separation, anxiety. We're just going to pray that the Lord would just fill you with joy today as you put your hope and your trust on him and you fix your eyes on him this morning and throughout the rest of today. Father, we thank you for how awesome and amazing you are. And Lord, thank you that your word tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And as we do so, Lord God, thank you that there is great joy that we can have when we trust in you and put our hope and our affection toward you. So Lord, we thank you, God, for our listeners today and whatever they might be facing, God, whatever challenges are in front of them. I thank you, Lord, that you would give us the joy to go through every test that is in front of us, God. As we understand that we're growing through all these things, we're becoming more like you. You are with us. And Father, you're unshaken. And God, we can grab a hold of you who is unshaken. I pray that we would be filled with joy today throughout this week, knowing that, Father, that God, we put our hope and our trust in you. So Lord, we thank you for our listeners. We thank you for blessing them. We thank you for strengthening them. And we thank you for giving them great grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Josh Hester joining us from Vision Church, and tell us about Vision.
My wife and I are about to celebrate 20 years of ministry. We've been ministering in South Toledo for about 20 years. 2001 is when her and I said yes to urban ministry, and we planted Vision Ministries in South Toledo back in like 2006 is when we planted. And then planted that thriving church. The Lord called us to plant another church. Unless it's the Lord, I mean, it looks all pretty and all that other stuff, but you really got to follow the Lord. And so then we planted a campus in one, and we just recently in the last few years changed from Vision Ministries to Vision Church, just because we've been ministries for a long time, and some people would get that kind of confused, not realizing that we're actually a church. And so we do lots of ministry in the urban context with our Vision Kitchen and things like that. And we have a growing campus now in our Waterville community where we're trying to love on the people in the Anthony Wayne community. And we've got incredible teams of people who are serve and sacrifice, and so we're just delighted to be able to serve the Lord and live on Northwest Ohio through our two campuses. If they want to find out more information about our church, or a lot of times people, they are wanting to have an opportunity to serve, Vision Kitchen is an amazing place where you can serve with our food kitchen and our giveaways and things. They can find out information on our website, which is found at vision.today. So easy, two words, vision.today. And they can find out more information about our church if they would like.
Hey, Josh, thanks so much for being in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.